The DA would use the debt pea to go to war against youth unemployment. To address the youth unemployment crisis, and to guarantee that South Africa can deliver on the Just Energy Transition Investment Plan, the Democratic Alliance adopted a new national policy during its Federal Council meeting on the 24th of April, 2023. The National Year of Service, Youth Climate Action Learnership. This policy would effectively create an entry point into the formal economy for every young person that wants to be a part of it. For the DA, this is a declaration of war against youth unemployment in South Africa, seeking to mobilize our young people against the climate crisis by creating millions of green paid learning opportunities to build the labor force of tomorrow. The DA in national government will utilize the JPP to combat youth unemployment. The current state of young people in South Africa is dire, with high levels of despair, poverty, and a lack of opportunities. The effects of apartheid and flawed economic policies like BEE have perpetuated this injustice. The youth unemployment crisis is further compounded by the looming climate catastrophe. The JPP, outlined in the Just Energy Transition Investment Plan, presents an opportunity for a sustainable future by transitioning to renewable energy and creating a new green economy. The DA recognizes this potential and is committed to ensuring the JPP achieves its goals. However, meeting these objectives requires the creation of a skilled labor force that presently does not yet exist. Without inclusive policies and programs that promote unity, entrepreneurship, and economic growth, youth unemployment will continue to rise. This status quo will fuel social unrest and hinder the progress of South Africa's youth. The current reality starkly contrasts with the promises of the South African Constitution and Bill of Rights. The education system is failing. The job market is unable to accommodate job seekers, and economic barriers hinder youth success. The IMF's economic forecast for South Africa is grim, emphasizing the need for deliberate action to rescue youth from poverty and unemployment. This newly adopted policy of the DA aims to create entry points for young people into the formal economy and combat the climate crisis. The DA sees this as a decisive move against youth unemployment, with the goal of building a skilled labor force for the future and securing the youth's well-being.